His ruling that the judge and the federal court system no longer has jurisdiction to chime in. But the judge did say that even if the planes are in midair, he wanted them to turn around and come back.
President Trump declared today that he is annulling pardons issued by former President Biden. Trump claims they were invalid because Biden used an auto pen for his signature. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The auto pen issue that Donald Trump points to is basically, you know, a generic thing that any person would do on maybe DocuSign or one of those platforms where you basically click on your name and it signs a document for you in a legal way. Trump is alleging that that's illegal.
It's unclear what, if any, authority Trump has to void the pardons. Trump will speak to Russia's President Putin tomorrow about ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
They'll be talking about land and power plants. Now, to give you some context for that, Russia currently occupies around 20% of Ukrainian territory, and that includes the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, and fighting in that area has frequently sparked fears of a nuclear disaster during this war.
The severe weather that swept across the country over the weekend left 40 people dead and destruction from the Midwest to the South. Kelsey Webb lives in Missouri.
It still doesn't feel real. It seems like a bad nightmare.
And meteorologist Kate Bylow tells us another storm is on the way.
You know what? It is severe weather season. An early heads up from the National Weather Service that by this coming weekend, we could have yet another round of severe weather in some of the same spots that got hit hard this past weekend.
The U.S. has stepped up strikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels who are backed by Iran. President Trump on his Truth Social website said Tehran will suffer the consequences for any further attacks by the group on shipping interests. The Houthis launched counterstrikes today, as Remy Innocencio reports.
The Houthis said that they launched 18 missiles along with a drone. It appears, at least, that all those projectiles were either intercepted or at least didn't find a target. And we haven't gotten any reports so far from the U.S. military of any damage.
Iran, meanwhile, is still mulling over how to respond to President Trump's letter from last week on Iran's nuclear program. On Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 425 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents have the opportunity to get some FaceTime with one of our senators this week. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour with a stop scheduled for Racine Thursday. Where exactly isn't known yet. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones back in February, Racine is now seeking applications for a new 2nd District representative. People living in the South Side District that are interested must have their letters of interest and resumes into the city by next Monday. There's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow night. Details of the Common Council agenda and a breakdown can be found at racinecountyi.com. Both Park and the Prairie School are getting ready to compete in the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament, with both games this week airing on WRJN. The Prairie School plays Thursday with live coverage starting at 6 p.m. The Park Panthers play on Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. If everything works out, both final championship games will also be broadcast live on these airwaves. And the Racine Common Council has passed a new law requiring food trucks to be closed by 1 a.m. The regulation, meant to address safety concerns, prohibits food trucks from operating between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bow to the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Doc Rivers says about the only guy to play with any effort last night was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis really came with the right intentions, and I thought there's games, guys, that you have in the year that one team has understands the bigness of the game and the other team doesn't. And you can feel it, you can see it.
The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. College basketball, Marquette headed to the NCAA tournament for the fourth year in a row. They'll play New Mexico Friday night. The Badgers got into the big dance. They'll take on Montana on Thursday after losing in the finals of the Big Ten tournament to Michigan yesterday, 59-53.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they've given us and how they played today, other than we didn't make shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger, and it's also pushing us to highs at about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild, with the storm system sitting on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Our friend Robin joins us from time to time. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking on St. Patrick's Day? And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. But
what do you
know,
thinking?
Our little friend.
Yes, I do. My favorite St. Patrick's Day, perhaps, was St. Patrick's Day 2017. You and I were doing a morning radio show at a different radio station, and we interviewed. We interviewed the drunk cousin of the Boston Celtics mascot, Lucky the Leprechaun. His name was
Licky
the Leprechaun. Yes. That interview, by the way, won us an award with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Yes, it did. And so, we're so proud.
We're so proud. So proud.
They know how to pick them.
I guess so. Well, are you going to have corned beef and cabbage tonight for dinner?
You know, I am not. I'm not a big corned beef fan. My family is not either. Husband is not. But I love a good Reuben.
Okay.
So that might be on the menu for me tonight.
For lunch, maybe. Or, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love a good Reuben. But yeah, corned beef, I've never made it. And I'd rather go get a few slices on a couple slabs of bread.
Okay. I know my wife. Yeah, my wife will be making corned beef tonight, and I, as always, will be in charge of cutting it.
Oh, how nice.
And every time I have to stop and think, okay, do you cut with the grain or against the grain? And you have to cut against the grain. That's the rule.
Oh, well, doesn't it kind of fall apart and shreds a little bit? Like,
not the way we do it, I guess. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think if it falls apart and shreds, it'd be falling apart with the grain. So you don't want that to happen. You want to cut against the grain because otherwise it's too chewy. It's too
tough.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
slicing it's fine for me.
Okay, I'll save you a piece.
Oh, good.
I'll fax it to you.
Freeze that. Take a picture and send it. Smell-o-vision.
There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
if the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. We are so happy that the Racine Raiders are going to be back on the radio with us after a few years off. So, if you haven't heard, we're going to air all the home and away games for the entire 2025 Racine Raiders schedule right here on WRJN. First game coming up in May.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election.
From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. That's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
It's Power Torque Tools DIY Days at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Lifetime guaranteed Power Torque professional hand tools only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
1963. It's the Drifters on Broadway on WRJN. A song that's been covered a number of times. Probably the biggest cover was George Benson's in 1978. That went to number 7 in the U.S.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. And jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're also your home for high school basketball, and it's getting exciting. We still have a couple of teams left in the tournament. This Thursday, it's going to be the Prairie School taking on Bonduelle. That's at 6:35 p.m. And then this Friday, it's going to be Racine Park taking on Cedarburg. That's going to be at 1:35 in the afternoon. Dick Graceffa has the call of both games right here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of our senators will be in Racine this week. Where exactly Tammy Baldwin is stopping Thursday isn't known, but she's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. In Racine, Senator Baldwin is expected to meet with people in the area to talk about their Medicaid stories. Racine's basketball scene is buzzing. Both Park and the Prairie School are getting ready to compete in the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament, with both games this week airing on WRJN. The Prairie School plays Thursday with live coverage starting at 6 p.m. The Park Panthers play on Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. If everything works out, both final championship games will also be broadcast live on these airwaves. The average today in Racine and Kenosha is at about $2.85 a gallon. It's a dime cheaper in Milwaukee County. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell 4.1 cents last week for an average of $2.86 today. This is 2.9 cents lower than a month ago and just over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated. This time of year, there's usually an increase in gas prices as we switch over to summer gasoline and people are driving more. Gas Buddy officials say this decline comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops. They say some signals indicate the months ahead could be challenging. Gas prices are likely to remain low for now. However, if the economy improves, gas prices could start to rise again.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger, and it's also pushing us to highs at about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild, with the storm system sitting on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it says here a study found that handles on our kitchen appliances are the grossest, germiest things in our homes. See, here's what you do. Train the dog how to lick the spilled food off the oven door handle. Problem solved.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely to think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
I do.
La Sance, WRJN, where we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN. Then you can read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Oh, you are the sunshine.
WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and the late Paul Harvey, who is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story on WRJN. It's all brought to you by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. Paul Harvey at 7:25 a.m. with Don Rosen and at 12:05 p.m. with Dan Marcus. And if you miss any of the episodes on the air, find the weekly shows online at WRJN.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their famous Mediterranean apricot kringle. An early spring favorite, this delicious kringle has brightly tart Mediterranean apricots folded into O&H's fabulous flaky pastry. It's a sensational flavor experience, so do pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Just a little bit.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 51. Wednesday, maybe a little rain, and a high of 52.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A federal judge wants to know whether the Trump administration ignored his order not to transfer more than 200 migrants to El Salvador over the weekend. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest.
The White House says it is wholly confident of winning in court after a judge ordered a hearing over the deportation of alleged members of a Venezuelan gang under wartime legislation. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
All of the planes subject to the written order of this judge departed U.S. soil, U.S. territory before the judge's written order.
But there was also a verbal order from that D.C. federal judge for any planes to turn around.
There's actually questions about whether a verbal order carries the same weight.
Matt Piper, CBS News.